Takpe ne kap sunjurwa me zani ma dengri. Papa sanju simba. Papa sanju simba ne kap sunjurwa me zani dengri.
And so Rumuchi will continue to explain the topic unchangingness concerning the phase where the Buddha nature is partly impurified and partly purified, which is the phase of the Bodhisattvas who dwell on the 10 Bodhisattva levels.
Zum 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 Nāsū tātāp jīgō tētōng tīkvān jīng zē tē lāndū Kāngsīk mī mī yū mī yī mī mā yī yī mī lē jīn tōng Tōk pār mī nē ngī tīk tāng rā sū sū rāng gā rē shū Tī mī yī jī vē zir nāng tī mī kpā kāng lāng chāk pā Dāng tāng rā pīm nāng pār jōm tē tāng jī nī mā tē lāndū Sīm tē rā jī vē zir vē nā jī mōng wō mī zī Kāng tāng rō kīn tāng mī tā jī yāng tā tō nē tāng tē Zubi sanji ji jo se pa trpa me pe longa wa Simchi nam tanda ye yurchi yi shi singa de lande Patin turchi jawa rikin chabda lama karma ba Chingur kuenji jone si shi pa che ye dan na jaram Tine kuenji se pa wanchi chi chong pe chin chandar la ha Na jir chi chi ki pen tu tuan tra mi tu chi chong wa Lo ye ke dan lo dan nu jing ke Trum da dam mu ye ke na Rūpa kañcā chakye chitāmbā, tamche kye dhādā kye chitāmbā. O lāsu, tān rūpa nāṁkān tātā nyāmpi simchīn tamche chitāmbā, zūpa sāngche chī kumbhā rūpa chī drupārsa. Te yī chē tu tāmbā chūla tūsāṁ gōngsōṁ jē, zūmbā sāvā nyāmbā sāmbā sāngchūn chō tu tūk chī pāngā tu tāntā sāmbarishā.
And to begin with, we should give rise to bodhicitta or the perfect enlightenment mind by thinking that for the sake of all beings whose number is as limitless as the sky, we have to reach the state of perfect, the precious state of Buddhahood. And then in order to be able to do so, we should exert ourselves with regard to the practice of the Dharma by means of studying it, reflecting and meditating upon it.
Sir Madhoba Sanju Simba Yundinre. Sir Madhoba Sajeba Laneba. Sajeba Sir Madhoba Laneba Sanju Simba Yundin Tempane. Sava Drobla Tadu Lu Meki Tunam Barvata. Give us something, Yumjugla Tadu Nyumbar and Yupai in his Sava Sunday. Yupai.
And it continues with the explanation of the qualities of the bodhisattvas who have reached the level from which one does not fall back. In other words, the eighth bodhisattva level. And the dhamsik which goes with that is as follows. With regard to the accomplishment of their task, understanding always burns like a fire. They always abide in the balanced state of the meditative stability which is peace.
Take Patiambo, Papa Sajeba, the neighbor Jersey Sanju Sambanam Sajeba, the neighbor Sanju Sambanam Yinja Ton Savadrupala Yinton Savadrupala Tutato Junto Tujunje Mepar Rang loom bezor mepar. बेचोर में बस जिते बेचोर में बस चोर बस ही मुकबर बेचोर में बस सिमचिंग जी तो ना रंगिंग जी जोगरे पर ना पे गोने ते बरता पर ना क्रिकेन कांबो मेला तांया क्रिकेन ला पुकेन सिगरे पुकेन कांबो खेन लंबा इन में या बंबार के मतो कले कबो तो दिने खेन कांबो इन में तो खेन बंबार खेन कांबो ला खेन कांबो तोप दन दें बा मांबो पोना में तोप दिन रंखो कंबारवा में तोप दिन में खेन बो रंखो कंबारवन जोरवा देखें तो ने पे देखें तो बारवा छोड़ जिन जोपा दाम तासा जेपा वाते येंदों डोपा ला खेन कांबो ले में बारवा येंदो रंगें जी येंदों डोगरे बेचर में बा तेर माजे ते दंग जी खेर दो तेर माजे से ते चा माजे ते दंग जी खेर दो येंदों डोपा दंग जी खेर दो ट्रुपन सेमा नेवर खेवे ट्रुपा थामचे नेवर खेवे समथिंग तिंगें जेंजे न्योम जोगला तो तादो जो मेजे पर न्योम पर जोगवां यी दे यें तो ड्रोपा ता न्याम तो चिक्यार तो ड्रोपा थामचे ता ड्रोप तिंगें जेले न्याम पर क्या करें सुमा जोगवां यी दे तेतर यों में जम्सें करे मतो यी ही लवां जोरबे सरो नंबर मतो भी यी ही लवां जोरबे थोपे सर नंबर मतो भी यी ही गों तो जोरबा माजे नंबर मतो भी यी ही लवां थोपे सर ना तेने त्योता तो बेचोर मुके भाई येंदों ड्रोपा तं येंदों ड्रोपा तं न्याम तो तिंगे जेन जंग ये भी तिंगे जेन ले न्योंबर जोपा तो चो चेक ला न्याम तो यों करे सुन पड़े हो या
सो The Bodhisattvas who dwell on the eighth Bodhisattva level, then they, with regard to their task, with it which is the accomplishment of the benefit of others, then their mind manifests always, uninterruptedly, in a and free of effort, voluntary effort, and Rinpoche says, so they fulfill the benefit of others, so to speak, naturally. They can't help it almost, like there wouldn't be any voluntary effort. And towards this task, their mind manifests in a blazing manner. And this is likened to an example, just as a mighty fire would burn out of its own force or energy on a very dry and desiccated ground, dry and desiccated wood. And so this is one aspect. And then not only that, but simultaneously with this, they always and uninterruptedly rest or abide within a state of stability, which is the samadhi of the meditative stability in which all the characteristics of mental fabrication have been completely pacified. And the reason for this is that they have gained mastery over the primordial wisdom which is free of thought. So Rinpoche says it's not only that this type of wisdom has become directly manifest, but also they have gained mastery over this wisdom, and therefore simultaneously they would effortlessly fulfill the benefit of others and at the same time uninterruptedly dwell in this state of meditation.
So one room London
Ta yeba sipa tamaba sabji junta le neba san ju simbe yindi deba ne mwen jim pemba wangda ne namdo tamje travesel tena le chi memba ye tondan beba simay tenda zuka tata ne chota chola chichano kanye chetar kankendor Tete teta niduhi, teta namkan taleje, rola tadu lundropa, tome lodin teene, simchin tone yanda, yuki savasum.
Dagmuchi,
Karisum,
Sipa, Tamapati, Sipa, Tamapati,
Sipa, Tamapa, Tirva, Kene.
So then, with the following, the qualities of the Bodhisattvas who dwell on the 10th Bodhisattva level are explained, and that is called the qualities of those. Within the last verse, Ramuchi says, because afterwards they'd be no longer Bodhisattva, they'd be Buddha. And the Domsik that goes with that is, due to their former wishing prayers, and since they are free of all thoughts, these Bodhisattvas do not exert voluntary effort in order to ripen beings. They know exactly how and by which method, which disciple is to be trained, and they apply whatever suitable teachings, form kayas, activity, and ways of conduct. In this way, these bodhisattvas who have insight, who always act spontaneously and without hindrance for the benefit of beings, whose number is as endless like space, have truly gained access to the accomplishment of the welfare of beings.
Sanju Sambanam Mun Sa Guba Guba Minje Munan La Soba Pimper Wange Pimper Wange Combat Objendrao Pimper Wange Combat Obje Slunju Tropa and Jugatang Sa Guba Minje Nitin Ta Papa Sa Nams Munan La Soba La Pimper Wange Kindo Combare Kompa wangi lunji truparan jukwa tangne. Bechor mepa lunji truparan jukwa tangne. Kunonga nambara tokpa. Kunonga nambara tokpa tamche. Ne yonsu churpe churche. Namdo ne yonsu churpare. Ne yonsu churpe churche. Pangde travise nam. Tartik Pachimbilola, Namdo Panzo, the Neunsu Churbe, a Torji Pambare. Charum Churi Yubandau. Torji Pang de Travis Senna. Sipa Tamawa Tene. Sipa Tamawa, Jeva Tamawa Tene. Tene Sangi and over it. Sipa and Corva de Chibare. Sipa Tamawa Tene, Corva Letron over it, Corva Le Sipa Yomare. In a young. Karasa Ningi Wanga, Yang Trupa Jimmy Sipa Tama Vatin, Durza Kang Durvara Sava Durza Simjin Kang Pin Topar Sava La Durza Sigre, Durza Lujin Simjin Nam Yonsa Member Tondo Mamin Pana Member Sava Tondo Tieto Beba dan sorva, si goba, better si goba, yopa mainte. Sabju sanju saba nam simji member cheddo, better si goba yomarse. Somebody. Teta na yam, better si mukuba teta na yam. Kosong token tene. Song Semjinje samba dan tumbar lo dan tumbar chu tumba dan Semjin ranang ke tikpa che chong ke tene Semjin ranang ke lo dan tumbe chu tumba dan samba dan tumbar chu tumba dan ku yin tene Semjin ranang ke karpa dan tumbar karpa dan tumbar Zogje ku, zuku turpa nam, namba toma tomba tadane. Kanla kandor jetini, yang ku yuturpa yang dungri. Mulandarwa la meyezo, tundro la tunduzo, la 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 izo, la sopa. Toma tomba tane. Pena sanjeje, tini zepa. He perhaps a yanata, regonda, barba, lasso, got you again the same ginger tones ever. Tetabo Rananga carpatan, tumber, tumbatan. Ginger ton. Gin don't you chop a lapoche dance. Gin don't you chop a lapoche top chimbo, chopatan. Pen papa sanju saba nam de rang lu rang chata chang jimba tawa te su chepa la po chere jo tang jo lam si jete chak pa pen chen la pe pa tang ying ba tang tu jun je de ne sa nya do do dok ju jo lam ten da wo la yang sim jin la pen du se ying ba la so pe jo lam man da ba na to ba nam ji chang rong de jo la tham je ji kap su sim jin la pen Pindogre. Not so panjuka teta nasi. Bezor me paran zepa not so lanjuka teta na. Your namkan taleje, namke karchapje. Drovan ta yepa namna. Tu tado. Sorm bezor me par lunch toba. Tamje do ton yojin, topa me per goni. Sepa po loading jarve sepo. Sachopal nepa tine, Chedo sava dursa simjin nam yons, a member savi chedom tondo, Rankin ovu, Tedake, tondo pentinene, Young takbar te, Young takbar kare, Sinja malopa, manor panjuquanido.
I think I rather read this slowly from what I've read.
Digre. Ya pujo yon, los.
So, due to the influence or power of their former wishing prayers and so forth, which they spoke while they dwelt on the ninth bodhisattva level and below, and Rinpoche said, so while these bodhisattvas who have reached the tenth bodhisattva level had reached the bodhisattva levels as such, they would utter many wishing prayers and cultivate them. And from that they have obtained ability or power. So then the bodhisattvas who dwell on the 10th bodhisattva level manifest spontaneously. Since they are free of all thoughts in terms of concepts and ideas, having abandoned these by way of complete transformation, and Rinpoche says in the view of the Vajrayana, whatever thought is given up by transformation, this is to be understood in the way how ice melts into water. And so having in this way given up all thoughts, then they do not need to exert any voluntary effort and strive in order to completely ripen those beings who are disciples. In this way, then, which is to say spontaneously and free of whatever voluntary effort, they enact the activity of speech and teach the Dharma in accordance with the wishes and mental disposition of the disciple. So Rinpoche says they will teach the Dharma always in accordance with the respective capacity of understanding, motivation, and also wishes of whatever disciple. And in the same way, they enact the activity of the body and show manifold illusory appearances of form kayas in correspondence with the respective karmic fortune of the disciples. And Rinpoche said these form kayas then could be absolutely manifold, for example, to an animal. A bodhisattva of this level would manifest in animal form, to a human in human form, to a god in the form of God. And Rinpoche says, from the lives of the Buddha while he was a bodhisattva, there are many examples how he appeared in the form of a fish, tortoise, and different other animals like that. They enact the vast conduct which brings about the benefit of the others. And this conduct of a bodhisattva is called vast because Rinpoche says if, for example, a being will need that, a bodhisattva will be able to give their own flesh and their own life. And therefore it's called vast conduct. And then they will make use of the various ways of conduct or behavior, whatever is fitting, such as sitting, standing up, and so forth. By means of these sons of the victorious one who have reached the last existence within samsara truly know the aspects of training. They know which disciple is to be trained in what way and by means of which method. They have full and unmistaken knowledge of the activity as it is respectively suitable. And they manifest without voluntary effort and in various ways. In this manner, these bodhisattvas who have insight act towards beings whose number is as endless like space, always spontaneously, since they are free of voluntary effort by means of an activity which is free of hindrance and meaningful in every respect. For the sake of their task, which consists of the complete maturation of those beings who are disciples, their activity which accomplishes by its very essence or nature the benefit of these disciples manifests in a true and unmistaken way.
Tajur Kona, young voice. When you pimpe one than Namdo Tamti Traverser, he part the Tinsic Tambare. Then they keep a chuchin, Lutin member, you don't the babas in my. Then Savan Savatin Taji. Then a chuchin. Then a caress. Subjoba let neighbor Sancho, Sambata, Samachich. Listen. Then a chuchin. Tene chiti, tene, tene karre, satyopal nebe sanjo sambata samare. Satyopal nebe sanjo sambata sama chiti. Lujin menba ye tondam beba se gupa mayinte, mwenjim penba wangam bezar mebar yindon jupa kanje. Kunonga namdo tamje nenjuru se. Tangwenjin Pimpa Wanke Sakopa Minchela Kondo, Pimpa Wankin Pesor, Maper and Jupa Kanje, Kunonga Namdo, Nanger with Tinsing Nije, Sachopa and Neber Sancho Sampati, Lujin, Member Sepetun, and Pesor Simuguba Timber.
So, if this is put into a logical argument on the basis of the root text, then given these bodhisattvas on the 10th level, in order to ripen beings, they do not have to exert any effort because they are completely free of whatever thought or concept. And they act, they are free of whatever concept due to the power of their former wishing prayers which they have uttered on the ninth Bodhisattva level and below.
Kosong toke, Dorza Simjina, Candescent Dorgoyona, Teta, Jetava Yindo, Higre, Nondo Yoma, Tendawa Temple.
And these lines, which he says, explain how a Bodhisattva on the 10th Bodhisattva level will know infallibly, without any mistake and error, the means and ways how to train or tame whatever disciple, so to speak, whatever is needed. To train an individual disciple, then they would know that without any mistake.
The same thing, Kaki, Yven Dorgubala, Yavar Tempatan, Trapok and Dorgubala, Trapur Tempatan, Navatardan, Navat and Yavatar the Tembala paint on it, and Navat and Yavatar Tembala sober, then so Madrava Kandichi paint on it, then Rabo didn't know to remember Azuki.
And so Rinpoche says there are so many different ways. Maybe some disciple likes it very peacefully, then he will train in a peaceful manner. And then some disciples are more fierce by their nature, then they would be trained by more fierce methods. And so to speak, whatever is suitable would be used up to maybe if it could be helpful that, so to speak, a bodhisattva dies or gets sick.
And
the reason why they are able to manifest activity in this way is the same as has been explained in the verse before, that is due to their former wishing prayers and the cultivation of these wishing prayers, then they have gained the power to act spontaneously and free of voluntary effort, and they have pacified whatever idea or thought.
That's all.
That's all.
Namgan Tale, Jen Rola Tadu Lundropa, Tommy Lodin, Tayne, Sinjin Done, Yanda, Joki Savasong. Tan Dikabso, Sapjapala Nepesan, Josemba, Simbe, Denin Namkin Talea, Namke, Karchap, Jen Roa Namla, Tadum Bator Mepa, Bator Mepa Tang, Topa Mepa Simjin Jeton, Don't Dropay in Timber.
And then the following verse teaches how a bodhisattva on the 10th bodhisattva level always achieves the benefit of all those endless and uncountable beings in a way which is completely free of voluntary effort and whatever kind of thought.
Sanjay Tang Sanjo Sembeche, the Niki Savasong.
And And then comes the fifth point that explains the difference as with regard of the fulfillment of the benefit of one's own benefit and the benefit of the others. And the domestic that goes with that is in the way. In the way their activity manifests during the post-meditative phase, these bodhisattvas equal the Tathagatas who act in the world in order to truly liberate beings. Nevertheless, whatever difference lies in between the earth and an atom, or between the ocean and the hoofprint of an ox, this is the very difference between a Buddha and a bodhisattva.
Sachopal nepe Sanchop Sambanam Tenenjo Patone Tasachu Sancho Sambata Samanam Jindonze Patone Jitopto Jitopto Yin Yunza member Sepala Tune Jitopto Yindonze Palatune Hino Pandon Tarsimbate, Sanjere, Pandon Tarsimbe, Tarsimba, Te Yin Hikbam, Sanje Namdang, Namdang Yang, Durzan Durwe, Durza Simjin Durwe, Durza Jurbe Simjin Nam, Korva Dongaji Jamso, Sipa Jamso, the Yang Tapa Drover Sepala, Jikdina, Lunja Drovjin Jim Menje Benyambani. Jitokto, Simjin Jitun, Dropso, La Sanje, the Nyabunda, we are somebody. Mumbari Kipa drove down. Wang Jo La Soap, Yintin, Chepperjin, Nam Topesero. Yindon La Sanje, the Jitokto, Yindon Dropa, La Sanje, the Songba Teta Moje. Randon Pantok Yintin, La Tute, Denis Sanje, the Sabju Sanje, Samba Chepperjin Boyore. Chepper Hind Cheva Indi. Pena Sachimbi Pena Sai Chinkor Chembo Tang Dutinji Chepartan Sanjeje Randon Pandog Yundin, the Sanjeje Yundin, Nam Sachimbi Chinkortan Sabju Sanju Samba de Dutinje Chepart Samta Yang Jansu Chembo Tang Sanjeje Yundin, Pandog Yundin, the Jansu Chembo Tavatan. Sachopal neighbor Sancho, somebody the semi Indian, the Palanga Miki Chichiva Kangin, but Tesando Zoga Sanjeje, Tarsim by Indian, Sancho, somebody Sachopal Lange Indian, Chepar Tesando, Chevanito, Yatang, but Tesan.
In which a bodhisattva who dwells on the 10th bodhisattva level manifests his activity, then in other words, from the viewpoint how during the post-meditative phase he acts in order to bring about the complete maturation of the others, then considered from this viewpoint, then he equals the Tathagatas or the Buddhas in whom realization and abandonment are ultimate, who uninterruptedly and spontaneously act in the world in order to liberate those beings who have become disciples from the ocean of suffering, which is the samsara. So in other words, the way in which the benefit of the others is brought about, then there would be no difference in between a bodhisattva on the 10th bodhisattva level and a Buddha. And this is due to the fact that a bodhisattva on the 10th bodhisattva level has obtained the particular qualities which consist of the six kinds of clairvoyance, the 10 kinds of power, and so forth. So then, although with regard to the benefit of others, such a bodhisattva is similar to a Buddha, but then with regard to the qualities of realization and abandonment, which form one's own benefit, then considered from this viewpoint, there is a very great difference. And this is now then likened to an example. So for example, whatever difference there is between the big circle or orb of the earth and a mere atom, or whatever difference lies in between the amount of water contained in the great ocean and in the hoof print of an ox, then this is the very difference in between the ultimate qualities of a Buddha and the qualities of the path of a 10th level bodhisattva, meaning that the Buddha would be like the earth and the ocean, and the qualities of a bodhisattva would be like this atom or the amount of water in a hoof print.
Satan Jorsor Tomi Dirjin Je Gondon Bagindo Kunjin Torpope Kunjin Torpopa Torpope Hirab Jamsin Je Sarvan Ze Patar Doike Bain Tamjin Jemba Ranzong Kabje Tamjin Jemba Karma Baranzong Doji Kabje Munjin Pimbe So Hyoloka Nije Sak Gopar Sa Gopar Chupe Samsem Bezor Dan Travatam So So Yanda Ripa Topsur Tembatam Teta Namkan Dale So Jes Sa Chupe Sancho Sempe Nigindon Se Mepe Yendin Tembar Yepe Kepar Samon Tendu Kepar Yeres.
The way here in this commentary, reference is made to the bodhisattva levels. This corresponds to the way in which the omniscient Dolpupa has clearly elucidated the intended meaning of the great commentary by Asanga. And then the omniscient Rangjung Dorje, the third Karmapa, makes a slight difference in that he holds that by the two slokas, this would now correspond to the translation. I should probably better say that in the Tibetan. That the first part is Nönche Tenge and so forth, and then the second, yes, by those two slokas, the way is explained in which a bodhisattva who dwells on the ninth bodhisattva level has obtained true individual awareness and is free of voluntary effort. And then the slokas in German that would be in this way, these bodhisattvas, and that is in Tibetan. Deta Namke Suchi. Yeah, well, what starts like that, then that would explain how a bodhisattva on the 10th bodhisattva level has the quality of being able of bringing about immeasurable benefits for the others. Yes. So that is a slight difference in this, how it is explained here. Bodhisattvas on the ninth bodhisattva level are not mentioned specifically.
Yeah, that's the Madala Tapa, Papa Sanju Simba. Nekaps and Jura Meso can do his in Bare. To me, Tibin, Hinda Nanda, Tibin Chapa sang Jeb, Caps and Jura Meso, Tetini, young Jesu Kaga Hinia.
So, Rinpoche says this was a short explanation of the way in which the Buddha nature is unchanging in the face of the Bodhisattvas who have reached the Bodhisattva levels, and then unchangingness in the completely purified face, which would be the state of a Buddha, will be explained separately and later.
Namya Gopa Padre. Inji Kavalendola. And
29.
Allah Tapa Nekam Papa Sanju Simba Nekap Sunjura Meba. Here Simbare. Then they gain the Namda Nekap Sunjura Meba Tia.
Rinpoche says the explanation of the quality of unchangingness as it is present in the partly impurified and partly purified face, this has been explained, and he thinks it would be quite good if he explains unchangingness in the purified face tomorrow also in this place where this
Chusu Nibani
Nibani
go to the Go Nibani to the Joka de Doyon Tendiama.
It will start at 2 and the end is not yet foreseeable.
Ah, gom ja kore. Mata Penekaps and Jura Major Tang Mata La Tak Penekam Papa Sanjus and Penekaps and Jura Major La Tabayuri.
Are there questions concerning unchangingness in the unpurified face or the partly unpurified and partly purified face?
Chuni Dirki Nimbo Rangang Ol and Jura Mabatang, Chuchin Kunzo Pombo Kandang Chinji La Jura Yopate Pei Goni Mambo Tembaresa Pondoa.
Then Travakida Yungu is a Marisa Mai.
Rinpoche says, so the way in which this Buddha nature with regard or respect to its own essence is completely free of change, but then the way in which whatever is relative, such as the sense faculties, entrances and elements,